The next dictation by Dr. Sharon Hermes, MD, is patient Karen Marcello, M-A-R-C-E-L-O. First name Karen. This is a treble exercise stress test file, EST, space Marcello, space K. Cardiac Care Associates letterhead. Treble exercise stress test, date of examination, 5/20/22. Referring physician is Liliana Spidell. Let me just see how that's spelled. I'm not sure if that's correct. I'm going to log in and find out. Hold on. This doesn't seem to be spelled right. One second. Spidell is spelled S-P-I-D-E-L, and that's an APN. And the first name, I'm waiting for the schedule to load. One second. Sorry about that. Liljana. I'm not sure how that's pronounced. Liljana, I guess. It's spelled like that. S-P-I-D-E-L-A-P-N. Okay, performing physician Sharon Hermes, MD, new paragraph, clinical indication. 49-year-old female with history of obesity and tachycardia with complaint of chest discomfort. New paragraph. ECG stress interpretation. New paragraph. Baseline ECG. Sinus tachycardia. RSR prime V1, V2, comma. Poor R-wave progression, comma. Consider ASWMI of indeterminate age versus lead placement. New paragraph. Baseline blood pressure, colon 114 over 70. Baseline heart rate, colon 102 beats per minute. New paragraph. The patient underwent treadmill exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. Patient exercised for 6 minutes, semicolon. Correction. The patient exercised for 6 minutes to the completion of stage 2 of a Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 163, parentheses 95% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure of 150 over 60 with a peak heart rate blood pressure proactive 24450, period. Upon cessation of exercise, the patient underwent a 1 minute cool down period at a speed of 1.2 miles per hour and a grade of 0%. New paragraph. Patient not experienced any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. She experienced dyspnea with stress. Stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited fair exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 7 mets. The patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress. The patient had baseline sinus tachycardia with an increased heart rate response to exercise and residual tachycardia at the end of the recovery period. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph conclusions. 1. Normal ECG portion treble exercise stress test to 95% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. 2. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort but experienced dyspnea with stress. 3. The patient exhibited only fair exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 7 mets, comma, functional capacity may have been limited by her body habitus and a deconditioned response to stress. 4, the patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress, period. The patient had baseline sinus tachycardia with an accelerated heart rate response to stress, likely related to body habitus and level of conditioning, as well as the possibility of inappropriate tachycardia with stress, period. The patient had residual tachycardia at the end of the recovery period. 5, there were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Armes, MD.